Hi, this is Lisa with Inspire to Thrive. Today's podcast is about monitoring your kids' personal Facebook messages. Are you concerned with your kids' online activities? Have you viewed any of their personal Facebook messages? You may want to monitor these not only for what can happen online, but what can also happen offline. I really started to think about this the other week when I received a message from my granddaughter. And it made me think back to when my kids, 20 years ago, were teenagers. And at that time, they got started on MySpace. I probably should thank them today because that's how I got started in this whole social media realm and later my own business. My eldest son was on MySpace, and I had heard from some other friends' moms some things were going on that we should really know about. So I required his login so that I could go in to monitor. Of course, before a few weeks went on, Facebook entered into the picture and they went right from MySpace over to Facebook without my knowing. And that's when I really had to learn what was happening. I had required again the login, but of course that was password got changed. And I received a phone call from the middle school vice principal. There'd been a problem at school with many of the boys, and we had to go in and meet with them. And one of the children had impersonated someone else and said things that, put things on Facebook that they had said, etc. So, long story short, they all ended up getting suspended, and the vice principal actually became a cybersecurity officer at the school, a whole new position. This is going back over 20 years ago with social media. So I felt like our local town was really getting on top of it from the beginning because it was unheard of in most other places. We were very fortunate that we had this person in this position that was able to help us as parents and be able to keep on top of the kids. Today is a little more different. Facebook now has their own special built-in parental controls that weren't available 20 years ago. So parents can create what they called a child account, and they use your Facebook account to have this particular child account, and you can manage the kids' contacts and ensure that they only chat with their approved users, like grandma that I am today. So it's a very controlled environment for the children with no ads, no in-app purchases, that the kids can communicate and you can always see what's happening. So that's something that you could do if you allow them to be on there. It's the built-in parental controls. However, without supervision, kids may become targets of cyberbullying. There's been a lot of cases of cyberbullying that's grown over the years since the 20 years ago. That was sort of the beginning of it. There may also be inappropriate content you may not want the children to see, as well as online predators that may, pretend they're the kids' age but be much older. And the kids may also unknowingly share some personal information with strangers, so that could compromise your own privacy and security. So these are the things that you really want to be able to understand about and be able to monitor for your children. There's also other tools out there today that you can purchase online. Not only will they help you to regulate your kids on Facebook, but they also have these tools for Instagram and Snapchat, which a lot of kids are going to without parents today, especially Snapchat. And one of the tools is called MySpy, and it's known for comprehensive monitoring features. So it gives you the contact, it gives you real-time monitoring capabilities so you know when things are happening. So it's a really great tool that you may want to consider using. So it's really good if you can monitor all the stuff that the kids have access to today. Even if you take away their phone, you don't know what access they have once they get to school, or if they're at a friend's house, if they're even with relatives, you just don't know. So being able to stay on top of these with all the tools out there that are available is really important today to keep your kids safe. You may want to say, gee, I don't want my kids to have any access to anything online, but you have to think practical, logical. in the real world, as they go into college, they're going to need to access the internet. So the more they know about the safety and how to stay safe online is really important. So I hope that this blog post this past week about monitoring your kids' personal Facebook messages is helpful, and that you find some tools that maybe you didn't know about that you can use to keep your children safe online. Thank you, and have a great day.